Hi, I'm Rochelle Rice, and welcome to my Masters of Movement series. These women are successfully leading an active lifestyle. They got to where they are today, step by step, one molecule at a time. They were able to bring their whole body on board, as opposed to their head trying to lead the charge. Please help me welcome these Masters of Movement. Virginia is a family friend who I've known for a number of years. We started working together in the fall of 2012 when she had the goal of doing a bike trek across Maine. Virginia is a small business owner, wife, mother of three, physical education teacher, and bus driver. Welcome, Virginia. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Tell me, how did this first start for you? How did you start riding the bike or get excited about riding the bike?
Well, just over a year ago, I was asked to actually go for a run with a friend.
Really?
One morning. Yeah, sitting on the beach. She asked me to go for a run with her the next day, and I said, no, I don't run. I can ride my bike. I can't run.
Yeah.
So we picked up from there. I started riding, and I haven't stopped, I guess.
You have still been going and going. Now, the goal that when we first started talking together was that you were going to do a trek across Maine. What made you decide to do this trek?
I figured making a goal... For me, making the goal, a big goal, would make me have to do it. You know, I wanted to be losing weight, and in order to do that, I had to have that goal that I knew I had to do. And I had a friend that was going to do it also. Unfortunately, she was unable to do it, but I kept on going to do it because I said that's what I would do. I paid for it, and it was something big, and I've never quit anything, and that was going to be it.
Well, so having the goal, was it really helped you stay focused and on track, huh?
Yes, totally.
Yeah. Now, during the course of the time while you were riding the bike, there were, you know, starts and stops for you. There were times when things were a little challenging. What would you say your greatest challenge was in sticking with your bike riding program?
The biggest challenge was being able to ride bikes up here in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. So I put my bike on a trainer inside my house, and I rode it here. And I did the elliptical machine at the fitness room when I was unable to ride here or needed a bigger challenge.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest thing was, you know, northeast, not being able to ride outside all winter long.
Exactly. I do remember you putting the bike stand in the house and doing that. Would you say that's something you would recommend to people in terms of maintaining their active lifestyle, riding the bike? You found that effective to be working on the bike in the house?
It worked for me because mm-hmm. if I didn't want to leave the house, I had the bike right there.
Right.
And it was mine, and I could use it, you know, you could do it anytime you wanted to. You could do it while you were watching TV.
So the one time we were together, one of the times we were working together, we were working in the gym together, and one of the things that we had looked at was how you were going at the weights and the weight machines. And what was one thing about that do you remember most about, you know, learning technique or skills about working with weight machines?
Probably the basic thing I learned was not to push myself, that I needed to make sure that I had the form down. And as long as I had the form down, that in itself was challenging enough. I could add weights very lightly, and I was still improving.
Right. So this is part of the program that you and I have both talked about, but what I try to explain to a lot of my clients is how important it is to have great technique and how to work the body effectively without having to do it at a higher weight until you've really mastered the technique of the movement. And yes, Virginia, you did an excellent job with this. Now, I'd also love to share our story about, we did a little bit on core work as well. Do you remember that part that we did together?
Yeah.
And what did you find most interesting about the core work that we did?
I have always had lower back issues, so I've always not pushed myself with sit-ups and push-ups and stuff like that. I've never been able to do push-ups. I still actually can't do push-ups, so I can do planks. So I had to work. We had to figure out how I could get the core areas without me worrying about back issues,
mm-hmm.
just putting my legs up on a chair and doing crunches. That way it works fabulously, you know, for me, for the abs and stuff.
Yes. So, again, it was trying to, in a sense, because you are heavily involved in physical education and have a lot of background in that kind of training. So it was, in a way, reframing or reshaping how even you approach the movement for yourself, would you say?
Oh, definitely. I actually am now working, when I work with my younger kids, I actually look at it a little differently with them than I used to.
Yeah. One of the things I find is a lot of my clients who maybe have been around doing fitness for a while, or they sort of anchor themselves back in what the programs used to be like. And now, because we have so much more knowledge and wisdom about movement and about the body and about exercise in general, we're able to give a more, to me, the program that I do is a little bit more fresh or upbeat about how to really move your body more effectively. So, Virginia, you have really, with this active lifestyle, you were able to do the trek across Maine. What did that feel like in your body to be able to accomplish such a great feat?
It was a challenge at times, and I ended up not accomplishing it totally, so there was frustration. But to be able to still, in fact, I beat myself up because I wasn't able to complete the total trek. I did do 108 miles, and my body was totally able to do the 108 miles, and I was ready to go for more, muscle-wise. I ended up with a lung infection, so I was unable to complete it. But as far as my body, I couldn't believe how ready I really was.
Yeah.
Because I was not sore whatsoever. My body was just, I was just ready.
You had trained well, and you did an incredible job. And I'm sure when people just heard you say 108 miles, they probably were all, like, super excited for you. And so keeping focused on what you did accomplish, we always try to say celebrate what we did and let's not look at what didn't work.
Right.
Listen, girl, you make the best fried scallops in the Northeast. So how has leading this active lifestyle helped you with your small business and your family life?
The whole family in general has kind of... We've changed our eating habits a little bit. I mean, it's a little different in our business. We have offered more healthier things as far as cooking things on the grill and cooking things in the oven instead of frying all the fish.
Mm-hmm.
So people have grilled haddock sandwiches, you know, or broiled haddock sandwiches rather than the fried food all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more and more. Happen more and more every day, which is awesome, as well as the salads, where salads go out the window constantly, and we eat a ton of salads here
mm-hmm.
at the house. I think we've just all kind of changed a little bit of the way we eat. We still have our ice cream.
I always say you need those treats, definitely,
right.
Definitely. So, Virginia, we've worked together through Skype, Facebook, and in the gym. What did you find to be the most beneficial in our work together?
I think the positive encouragement was constant for me, and I needed to hear the positive push. I mean, I've always known that I'm capable of doing things, but hearing it from someone else always gives that extra push to finish a day or to go on to the next week. You know, your upbeat personality, I mean, is one of the biggest things for me. I mean, as far as any trainer, I've got a couple friends also that, you know, it's the positive encouragement that helped me the most. And when I'm going around the island on my bike and someone hollers out the window and shoots the thumbs up, you know, that's the biggest thing, is the positive encouragement.
I would agree with you on that one, too. Lastly, what movement advice for those women that are listening to this recording, what movement advice would you offer to our listeners?
Oh, you got to move every day. You just got to get it in somehow. And I work two jobs, sometimes three jobs a day sometimes, and I've learned I've got to fit it in somehow, if not every day, every other day. And at least 20 minutes, I always push for an hour, but 20 minutes was good when it had to be only 20 minutes so that I got that in.
Listen, Virginia, I want to celebrate all that you've accomplished. You've just done an amazing job, and it's been wonderful to work with you. Thanks so much for joining us here today. I really appreciate it, and keep on trek and go.
Hey, thank you.
What can we take away from Virginia's comments today? Well, for me, it's about celebrating what's already working for you. Virginia accomplished 108 miles on a trek across Maine. What are you celebrating today? What is working in your lifestyle? This is Rochelle Rice, the plus-size movement expert, helping you lead an active lifestyle.